Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dreams in Motion group chat. The topic will be given after these presentations. Welcome and enjoy today's program.
Married couples should always start off living separate from their parents. Okay, so if you're on team A, you agree with that topic. If you're on team B, you disagree with that. And if you don't want to make a decision, just want to listen and be a judge at the end, you could be on team C. Okay, so let me go ahead and we'll get started. So we will start with team A. So Rose, you are first.
Yes. Well, it says that if newly married couples should always start of living separate from their parents. I go for this because, first of all, I think even not couples, but also those young people, it's better to live separately because when they go and live for themselves, they'll be more dependent. There'll be less conflict because there are always some, you know, misunderstandings, some, you know, their ideas, especially ideas of young people and, you know, a bit more adult people or middle-aged people, their ideas are kind of different from each other. So there must be, or usually there are, more conflicts between them. And also,
Rose, I'm so sorry for interruption, but are you for or against living with parents?
I'm for. No. It says that should start off living separate.
Yeah.
So I think they have to, not have to, but it's better
right,
to live separate from their parents.
Right.
So you are in team B?
No. Team A agrees that the couple should start off living separate from their parents, living on their own.
Oh, yeah. I mixed up. I want to live with parents. That's
oh,
why.
Oh.
I knew that you made a mistake.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Okay, so I'm gonna put you, Marina. I put you on team B. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So are you on the same team still, or are you gonna move?
What I had in my mind, it was like I'd rather live separately from parents.
So you're gonna be on team A.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So we just exchanged. So Marina, you're with Amin, and Sivad, you're with Rose and Jamila. Okay. Thank you for bringing that up. I know sometimes the topic might be a little bit confusing, so thank you for clarifying that. Okay. Thank you so much. So Rose, go ahead, please.
Yeah. So since there are lots of conflicts, I think they better live separate. And also, you know, this is something normal. Anyway, if you live with the guy parents or with the girl parents, there are always like kind of favoritism. Like they take their son's side or they take their daughter's side, you know? So I think when they live in a separate apartment or whatever, is it if it is a small house, building, home, wherever they live, it's better to avoid any conflict, any, you know. And also, you know, sometimes some parents, not all of them, I hope and I wish that all parents are experienced enough that when a spouse, they have some problems and conflicts, they give good piece of advices. So but unfortunately, sometimes when it comes to having problems, some parents, they give wrong advice. So I think new spouse or even any couples, even if they are not newly married, it's better to live in a separate place so they'll have less. Even if they have issue, they can solve it on their own, you know. no one can interfere their problem, and they have time to think, even if there is a fight between them. A peaceful environment and atmosphere, it can solve the problem better. So I think it's better. Anyway,
okay.
All in all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very well said. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So Jamila, you are next. I added you back since you dropped off. Okay. You here, Jamila?
Thank you. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Can
so
you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. So what do you think?
Well, I choose Team A because I just refer to my country and to my culture because this is a common thing to when a newly married couple, they just live with their parents and sometimes, if not very often, it creates frictions and problems. Because, for example, you have many families, they live all together. For example, the parents, the children, their wives, their kids. So you have many people living in one place, and it's not easy to avoid conflicts and to avoid problems. So I think that whatever your age is, just like Mario said, I think when you make a decision to get married, you need to be ready and you need to gather all the conditions to this new life. So you need to be able to afford it. I would say that if people can afford it, it's better to live alone. It's far more better. Doesn't mean that you are going to leave your parents, no. But it is just important to have your space, your own space, just without any outside interference. So I think if the couple can afford it, it's better to live alone. But in case they cannot, I mean, it's fine to live with your parents. When you don't have, for example, a lot of brothers, because in case you have many brothers, it always, always, always creates problems. Always. I mean, I have been through this, and it's just horrible. It's not something you can leave. So when you leave, and it's, you know, I see that, for example, just in my family, because, for example, before we used to live all together, and then each one has his own house, and they get along better now. Mm-hmm. So I think when you put some distance, even with your family, it makes the relations better. Mm-hmm. This is what I think.
Okay, thank you, Jamila. Yeah. So the key is not to have a lot of brothers living together, huh? How about sisters?
Oh, yeah.
It's not the same problem with sisters?
Well, for example, in my family, we have three sisters and we have one brother. So one day if he gets married, he has the space. He can stay with my parents. Mm. So my sister is married. She's married. I am here and I have another sister. She's really young. So I don't think that he will have any problems. But in case you have many brothers and sisters, you always have conflict. Always.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Jamila. Okay, so let's go now to Sivad. Okay?
Yes, okay.
am I pronouncing your name right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. I agree with what Rose and Jamila, mentioned so far, but I personally start living with my father-in-law and mother-in-laws, but because I was living at the dormitory at that time, I mean, I was going to university, so I didn't have so much problem. But I believe that, as a young couple, when you are newly married, you need some privacy. And probably when you have some problems, when you have different attitude about something, you can solve it better with your husband or with your wife when you live separately. And maybe sometimes parents or sisters or brothers unknowingly they interfere your life, and you will you will have some conflict with them, and this will create some grudge between you and the family of your husband or your wife, and maybe it's going to last forever, and you are not going to have a good relationship after some of these things that happen. So it's better to live separately from them. I mean, we have a proverb in our language. I'm not sure what's the exact equivalent in English for that. We say that live far and stay friends, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have such a proverb?
Oh, live far and stay friends?
Yeah.
No,
go ahead. This is a kind of, you know, the exact word-by-word translation of the proverb that we have in our own language. I'm sure there is an equivalent in English for that, but I don't know it. But
yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
No. So basically that proverb means that you need to have your distance if you want to maintain your relationship, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Okay.
So I definitely agree for young couples to start their life, you know, separate from their parents.
Okay. Very nicely
said.
Yeah.
This was mine.
Okay. Thank you so much. Great job, Team A. Thank you, Rose and Jamila and Zivad. So let's go to Team B. So Amin, what do you think about Team B? Why do you think that's not a good idea to start separate?
Yeah, actually, if someone think emotionally about this topic, certainly he will say or she will say that living separately it's the good or the only solution for new spouses. If we think realistically, especially with these difficulties in these days, I mean, when we talk about global economic recession and most countries, in most countries, we cannot say that there are a lot of rich people or a lot of poor people. In most countries, we talk about people who has or family who has medium income. So with medium income, certainly people and especially new spouses cannot buy a new house, especially in first years. Mm-hmm. So I think they have two choices. Either they sacrifice and live some few years in their house parents, like this they can save some money to buy a house, or they be non-patient and they rent a separate house from the first year, actually it depends on a lot of circumstances, and if they agree to live with their parents or not, and also if their parents accept them in their houses or not. That depends a lot. But I chose the team B because I think maybe they should sacrifice the few years and make some money to buy a house. It's better than rent a house, and they continue the rest of their lives in location. I mean, in a rent house. That's my opinion. Yeah.
Okay. No, that's economics. You know, you're talking economics. That's a good point. Okay. Okay, so very, very, very well said, Amin. Thank you for saying that. So let's go to Marina. So Marina, what would you like to say, please?
I would like to share my experience. When I had got married, I with my husband started living with my parents. But we have own apartment, but our decision was made to live with my parents, as it's easy to bring up children. And as I noticed, when my mother nearby us, it's like some border, and it protects from fighting between wife and husband. It's some like, for example, he or I don't allow to insult each other or you understand me.
So what you're saying, let me see if I can so by living with the parents, you and your husband will not say things to each other to hurt each other because you have the parents there to help prevent that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And of course, my mother will help with our children.
Okay, okay.
I love my mother very, very much, and I can't live far from her.
May I have a question from you? Right now or later?
Why don't we hold off a little bit, okay? Let's hold off a little bit, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so make sure and save that question. Make sure remember it. I'm gonna put a note here that you have a question for her, okay? Okay. So Marina, okay, so the two points that you brought up are basically that by living, because you're very close to your mother, and by having children, obviously it helps you to be able to if your husband have to work, or if you have to go to the store, something like this, you know, it helps to have her there to help you with your children. And that also helps you guys in terms of you will not get into loud arguments and stuff because you, right?
Yeah. But I want to add something that it's possible to live together if house big and we have our own territory. Yeah. And that's why it is. And of course, people have to be patient and care about each other. And
okay.
Respect each other. Yeah. That's my point.
Okay, very well said. Thank you so much. Very, very nicely said. So let us go through, so what we'll do is we'll go through the debate, and then for anybody that would like to open up after we finish the debate to have questions for what somebody else said, we can certainly open that up. So Nurola, would you like to go, please?
Yes.
Okay, so share with us.
Actually, thank you. I agree with Team B. I mean, I disagree with the topic that they should live separate.
So you want to be on Team A? You think they should?
No, I said I disagree.
Oh,
that
that's
they
great.
Should.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No problems. Because, you know, they maybe my problem is with the word should. Sometimes maybe because of economic problem, man cannot provide a house. It's difficult. And there are other points. I mean, you know, women, maybe parents need some help. And if women, I think women usually they have some selfish think, you know, in their mind, they want to be separate, but they have to be patient and they have to learn to be patient.
Uh-huh.
Women can, and parents can help them, I mean the wife, mm-hmm. to do some, take care of children and something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Being together also increased the compassion, you know. Modern life make people very cold and they don't care about adult people. But this is, but if they live together, it is that it can help them to understand old people more. And I forgot what I wanted to say. So that was my point. If I remember, I will. My point is one economic problem. Then being together is better, helping parents, and parents can help young couples. So that is better. For this reason, I think in some situation, if the couple have their own privacy, if it is possible that they have their own privacy,
mm-hmm.
that is better that they live together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And it depends on the, you know, in other side, I think when a woman want to go to a family, I mean, they if they live together, they will understand the culture of each other better.
Uh-huh.
They will know each other and it's better. In some situation, it's better.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Norola. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So let's go ahead. We've got three people that we just added. So, and first of all, Azumu, I hope that things get better. Okay. So, so Grace, are you here?
Yes, I'm here and I'm waiting for you.
Hey, how are you? How are you?
How are you?
So
I also want to ask you hi, but first question you have asked, that's why I have replied that. Then I'm saying hi, how are you?
Okay. So I want to add you to a team on the topic. So do you know what the topic is?
Yes, I know.
Okay, so
I know.
So what team would you like to join before we go to Team C?
I think newly married couples should stay alone for 4 years, 5 years, like that. Then okay. They maybe go to
I'm going to put you on Team A, okay? So okay. I'm also going to ask real quickly, Salima. Hey, Salima, how are you?
Hello, Richard.
Hey, long time no hear you. How are you?
I'm pretty well hearing you again. Hello, everyone.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
So...
Today, I wanted to be in Team C.
Team C, okay. I will add you to Team C. So thank you so much for that. Okay. And then the last person, Azumu, are you here? Azumu, hello. Are you here? Come out, wherever you are. Okay, so we will go to Team A. Back to, and we'll let Grace speak before we move to on to Team C. So, Grace, what would you like to say from a Team A perspective?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Yes.
This topic is very difficult to say something on this topic because of my experience. I want to share that maybe here newly married couples are there, or maybe in future they will become a newly married couple. But in my experience, I'm thinking like that. It's always good if young couples, they stay 4 or 5 years far from their parents, both sides parents. Because I think when they are getting married in my country, they are getting married a little bit earlier, that period their parents are also young, means they can manage themselves. So if they stay together, newly married couple, I think parents never feel problem, because in normally here, children are not doing anything for taking care of parents. Parents are doing so much for children at young age. After that, when they become old, maybe children are supporting them. In my country, here, arranged marriages are more than love marriage. So when couple goes for arranged marriage, that time they don't know each other. And just after getting married, if they are staying with parents, and yes, parents think like that, newly married girl, she should know everything. She get up at morning 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, because here old people are getting up 4 o'clock. So they think like that, newly married couples, wife also should leave home 4 o'clock and she should help them like that. And man also wants wife, she should come for earlier in bed and she should stay as long as his husband is sleeping. Man thinking like that, wife is not respecting me, that's why she doesn't want to stay with me. And here wife is feeling scared of her mother-in-law, she should not stay more inside the room, otherwise when husband will leave for job, mother-in-law should say something to her. But that wife doesn't want to share it with his husband, because she doesn't want there should be any conflict and any quarrel with son and his mother. So I have seen this kind of situation mostly in houses it came. So better for good understanding, because life comes only once, and that time is romantic period time. If every night mother, she said something about son, your wife is not good, she is not taking care of family, she is not doing this, she is not doing that, because she didn't know how to do all those work and she is learning. But the first, if someone poke her every time, then she inside tease inside, but she wants to do everything. And in this way, just that couple lost their love and support, faith, and no one get harms, only those couples who are suffering in between parents and this life. That's why I think 4-5 years they should stay alone, they should understand each other. If your base will make good, after that whole life there is no problem. But in first life, if there is a problem because intervention of their parents, and life becomes dull whole life. So my opinion, children should stay 4-5 years after marriage far from parents, both sides parents.
Okay
this is my opinion.
Okay, so thank you for sharing that with us. Okay, very well. Yes. Said
and so, and sorry if other persons think like that, I am selfish. No, not selfish. Yes, I am selfish about new family. To whom I have commit that I am going to make new family. For that, yes, I am selfish. But I am not selfish. I want to help both sides' parents. Yeah. But for new generation, for new family, it should be their husband and wife should have very much faith and love. Because without love, there is no life.
Very well said. Very, very, very well said. Without love, there is no life. I like that. Let me write that down. Okay, without love, there is no life. Without love, there is no life. Very nice. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, very well said, Grace. So let's go to, we have Soso. So Soso, would you like to join a team before we go to Team C?
With Rick, Rick. Uh-huh. Sorry to interrupt. Rick, I'm very much sleepy, dear. I want to sleep now, okay?
Okay. Sweet dreams, okay?
Bye.
Okay,
thank you. Bye to all of you.
Okay,
and
you.
Don't mind. Bye. I love both sides' parents. I want to stay together for forever. But my opinion is like that by my experience. Okay. Because I had passed my life together with parents.
Yes.
I mean, my husband, parents, and all together. But I have thought like that. Well, it should be like that.
I think oftentimes the people that have experience probably know maybe some things that people that haven't not had the experience. So anyway, thank you for sharing that. Okay. Okay. So let's go to Soso. Soso, would you like to join a team?
Yeah.
Soso? Hello.
Hello. Hey. I will just listen because I'm not going to stay here for a long time.
Oh, okay. Well, you're welcome to speak up if you would like, okay?
Thank you.
And nice to have you, okay? Always nice to hear your voice, okay? So let us go to Team C. I think we finished everybody on Team A and B. So let's go to Team C. So Team C, you've heard the arguments on both sides. Team A, their arguments. Team B, their arguments. So, Benham, you will be first to tell us what you think.
Okay.
Okay.
I am a gentleman. You know, maybe it was the first time for me I could write down some nice point, interesting points, both teams made. For example, Team A, they said that in order to be independent, that's better to be far from your parents and to avoid conflict, to receive more respect, to maintain your friendship, to your respectful life to both sides of family. No interference, nobody interferes, and so you can manage your life easily. Love, respect, and nice points Team B made. And similarly, Team B spoke about economics, supporting, receiving some support from family, some help from family, and someone is there to help you with managing the problems, the conflicts with you, and you have got, the couples have got. And both teams made interesting points, real interesting points. But you know, there was a key word. I mean, always. I have kind of problem with this word, because when we say always and we emphasize on it, it means that always, all the time. But sometimes it's not possible. Mm-hmm. For example, the husband's family or someone in wife's family is seriously ill. They need someone to support them. For example, maybe there are some parents who need their son to help them, to support them, you know, to care about them. So always cannot, doesn't let any cases to start living with their parents. So I don't know how Team A is going to manage with, to cope with always. Do you think that always is a, you know, always you should live with your far from your family, both sides? How do you delete, how do you ignore this word? I mean, always. In some situation, it is necessary, it's a must to live with your parents. How do you define your idea?
Behnam, can I say something?
Wait, hang on. Hey, Roshan, can you hear me?
Yes, hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay, if you could do me a favor, we've already started the debate. We started about an hour ago. If you could go ahead and mute your microphone, we'll give you an opportunity to speak shortly, okay? Okay?
Yeah, so what the topic is?
Well, you need to go, okay, so I'm going to send you the link to the website, okay, and you can go look at it, and then if you can go ahead and just be patient, wait for us, okay? So I'll post the link. Okay, so I'm going to post the link here, okay? So I'm going to post the link, okay? So go ahead and take a look at that. In the meantime, we'll continue, okay? We're already about halfway done, so, okay? So go ahead.
Sure. Sure, thanks. Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead. So Benham, you were asking a question to Team A?
Yes. How do you support your idea while there is something like always?
Okay, so Savadik, I think Savadik wanted to answer, right?
Behnam, I think we didn't mention directly always. We said it's better for young couple to live separately. Definitely when the situation is different, when parents need us, so we are going to support them and help them. But we said it's better, if it is possible, it's better for them to start their lives separately from their parents.
Yes, thank you. But Ziva, there is always in such a topic, you cannot change the topic. You know, you have to support the topic, speak about the topic. The debate is, the topic is there. Always is inside the topic as a vote.
Okay, so would you agree? Okay, so Sivad, would you agree with the point that it should always, that they're always better off? That's the point that I think Benham is making. Is, you know.
Actually, you mean we remove the always from the topic? Yes.
Okay. Well, listen. We have some more people that need to speak to, so let's not make this too long. So. The point is, do you believe that they should always start off living with their parents? Oh, I'm sorry, living separate from their parents. Do you think they should always, that is better off for the relationship if they always start off living from separate?
It comes with should. Should and always.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Should. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, that's a good point. Should always, okay? So, you know, that's a valid point. So should. If the answer is yes, the answer is yes. Okay?
And I think Benham is, you know, assessing the subject based on his field. Since he has studied physics, and in physics, nothing is certain. So, you know, there's always possible conditions, probably this and possibly that, and anything is not certain for sure. So I think that's why he is so concerned about this word always. So, but about the word should, I think should makes the, you know, the situation kind of flexible.
Okay.
So at times we can change the, you know, the situation. Sometimes we can change the situation based on needs. We can live with parents if, as an example, God forbid, there is a war, a battle, or something in our country, and we have to support each other. We have to gather in one place, so we will go in one place and live together. Okay, as an example.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. Is it possible for me to stay? You know, to say what's that?
is it possible?
Neutral. To say neutral. You know. To stop judging.
If you don't.
Both team did great.
Okay.
Team A and Team B, especially Marina in Team B, gave some nice reasons, interesting points. So in Team A, people were really correct. So I prefer to be neutral.
Okay, no, that's fine. If you want to, if you're not.
Sorry, I also had a question from Marina in Team B.
Yeah, I know. You know what? And she, I'm trying to add her back. Okay, so let me try to add her back. Yes. Okay, so let's do this. So let's go through the rest of the people that are going to.
Okay,
vote.
Thank you. 50-50 for me. 50-50.
Okay,
you.
I put you down 50-50. Okay, half and half. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so let's go through the other two people that are going to vote. Then we'll try to get Marina back so you can ask her your question. And then we'll let the other people that joined us also speak as well. Okay, so Mario, what do you think? Which team did a better job of presenting their argument?
As I... it's, you know, it depends on the individual because everybody has their own point of view, yes? And... from my point of view, definitely I go with Team A, and I will explain why. I said at the beginning that for me it's also important at what age I'm going to get married, because if it's going to be something like suddenly my girlfriend get pregnant, and you know, this is a very difficult choice then. So it might be, I wouldn't even consider the fact that I'm going to live with, or not with my parents. Mm-hmm. That would be a situation. But if it's going to be on my own terms, so I just, you know, I'm quite young, so I don't think about this so much these days. I have more pressing matters to consider.
Okay.
You know, so basically, I cannot imagine myself getting married before until I get 30 at least, and in this time, definitely without parents. Why? Because many different situations might happen when you live with your parents. For example, you want to watch some football match and you buy some, let's say, 4 bottles of beer or something like that, and then you bring this to your home and you want to watch a match and there is nothing left in the fridge. Yes? Because your father drank everything.
You know? That's funny.
Something like this. And, you know, when you live on your own, it's, you know, just it's your freedom. You've got a lot of freedoms. So you don't have to, you know, be worried if somebody is going to eat what's yours or something like this. And also, maybe these are very minor things, but, you know, it can really have a bad impact on your mood, frame of mind, you know, even such minor things. And maybe more important thing, there are different parents. Yes, some parents may be very supportive, and you might even enjoy live with them. They can, you know, just share their own experience, help the couple a little bit. But there are some parents who just are interested in sticking their nose in not their own affairs. Yes, and I wouldn't accept something like this. And, definitely not. So from my point of view, definitely I'm going to live on my own to have, you know, just without any support, because that's what I, you know, want to be, independent guy, not somebody who needs to, you know, help from their parents. And, you know, just it gives you a lot of freedom possibilities. And from my point of view also, marriage is for me really serious stuff, because I would think maybe 100 times before I get married, because sometimes you may regret this in the long term, in the long run. And, you know, just let's make some hypothetical situation. Yes, let's think about what may happen. Yes? Let's say that I will marry with somebody, and then I will have kids with that person, and then something is going to break, yes, we're not going to get along with each other well. So problems, because you don't want to leave your children, and knowing, you know, courts of law, the children are going definitely stay with your mother, at least in the Western world, at least in Poland, for example. So it's something like this. And also, from my point of view, I would like to live with some woman before I get married, because dating is fine, you know, all this charm, flirting, something like this, but you don't see, you know, what is going to happen in daily life, daily routine, yes, and that's the big problem. And sometimes after, you know, 1 week or 2 weeks living together, you just realize what I've done. because you may not get along very well with other person, and these are true things. And you know, it's always not easy, and definitely I'm not going to, you know, just let's say concern myself with some situation that I'm going to go to meet with. I'm going to meet with my friends out, and my wife is going to, you know, complain that, oh, you don't care about me, your friends are more important than I am. Why are you going? You will get drunk, something like this. And, you know, just let's say that before I get 30, I'm not going to get involved with such stuff. And after that, I think you have to be very careful, because it's going to have a bad impact at your life and also at the second person life. Yes. So not only thinking about myself, but also about second person. And this is from my point of view, choice very important, especially given that many marriages right now in the Western world ends up very quickly. And, you know, that shows that people right now, they are not very patient.
Okay. So let me make sure I understand the reason why you agree with Team A. So you're saying you agree with Team A because they made the position about the independence, right? Mm-hmm. And privacy and those mm-hmm. things, right? Is that the point?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Freedom.
Okay, okay. So the freedom that you would have. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that very interesting point, okay?
Very funny, I see.
Yes, quite interesting. Okay, so okay, thank you, Mario. Okay, so Salima, you are the last person judging. So, what do you think, Salima?
Okay.
Hey, Mario, can you mute your microphone again, please, so we can hear Salima? Her voice is pretty quiet. So.
Okay.
Or yeah, whoever's got
Muhammad.
Muhammad, can you mute your microphone, please, Muhammad?
Yes, of course. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, if you can mute your microphone so we can hear Salima, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so Salima, can you hear us?
Yes, but can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. Firstly, I don't think so. I believe so that newly married couples should live separate from their parents. Why? Because every family is a new government, a little government, and every government should have own rules. If these new married couples live with their parents, they are obliged to fulfill their rules in their new family. So, what will happen at the end? They will not their own mind about their family, how they wanted to build their new family. Maybe, hello?
Yeah, no, we hear you. Go ahead.
Maybe their family should be very, very good and be a good example model for other families. Some of them told that new married family should learn from their parents. I don't agree with this idea. Why? Because if they are married and they have their own family, they should be independent for to giving their rules for their family, how to support, how to develop, and how to prosper this new family. If they know that they are family and they should live together and they should love each other and protect, respect each other, then they don't need their parents' help to learn from their side. If they are married, they should know the meaning of the family and the value of the family. So, they should be very friendly, respectable to each other, helpful, and they should do their best to build very good family for their own. And there are different types of arguments that I wanted to give, but I think I couldn't listen to the other friends, maybe they have told about them. And I think that it will be great if new married people live their own life. But on the other hand, they should protect their parents and they should help their parents when they need their help. If new married people live alone, it doesn't matter that they don't love their parents and they don't respect their parents. But I think that separated living should prosper a big friendship and the big respect between two families. I have seen and I know it because always my mom tells that grandparents make granddaughters and the son very naughty for their wives. It means that these grandparents wanted to give their rules to this new family. So why I have a family and I shouldn't have my own rules for my children or for my husband or for my wife? So if I have own mind and opinion and how I see my family in future, it will be great to develop my family with my own opinion, not another's opinion that you should do this, you should do that, you should earn this. It will be very harmful for both wife and the husband, new married, I mean. So, dear Richard, that's all.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand. Were you able to hear Team A, or when you came in, they were already finished? Did you listen to Were you able to listen to Team A, or were you not able to hear Team A?
I only listened to Maria and.
Okay.
I would. I don't know. Maybe they have given very good arguments.
Okay. So, the reason I ask you that question is for judging purposes. People need to be able to listen. So, what I'm going to say right now is I think Team A won because Benham voted for Team C. Mario voted for Team A. Okay. So, yeah. What we're going to say is Team A won. So, congratulations to Team A. It's interesting that all it's interesting team A was all female. Okay, that was interesting.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, there was Mario supporting Team A.
Well, no, but yes.
Freedom.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, freedom.
Freedom. He likes freedom. Yes, we learned that about Mario. He wants his freedom. Okay.
Let's see what you have to say, Rick.
What's that?
Let's hear what you have to say.
Well, let me see, who else do we have here that hasn't spoken yet? I want to let them have a chance to speak first. I'll speak. Aisha's here. Oh. Maximus is here first. Okay. Would you guys like to talk about the topic? Then I'll say what I think. Aisha?
Hello, Richard.
Hey.
Hello, Richard.
Hey, what are you up to, stranger?
Yes. No. I'm not a stranger, Richard.
So what do you think? What do you think?
All right. Yes, Richard, definitely I will would be in the favor of the topic. Newly married couples should always, I think, they should start their life separately, I think. Not from the initial, but I think they should spend some time with their parents, but for a short period of time, they should spend time. Otherwise, they should live other rest of their life separately in order to get rid of any dispute or any kind of problem. I know it differs from family to family, but in Pakistani cultures, you know, it's very difficult to survive in a joint family system with the in-laws, you know. Because their mental compatibility is totally is mismatched, you can say. Really very difficult to have a proper understanding or proper compatibility. You have to compromise in different situations because, you know, you are now living your life according to someone else after getting married. It's specifically for the females, Richard, in Pakistan. They have to do a lot of compromise in order to keep their married life sustainable and long lasting. So I think in my according to me, the newly married couple, I think they should live separately, because it's easy to handle one person it's easy to handle one person, your husband, or if there is male, then the he can handle the wife very well. He can understand her. But if you have to keep your develop the understanding with the rest of the people, it's very difficult. So I think people should live their life separately. But the ratio of the people here in my country living separately is very low. Most of the people have to live with the parents of groom or bride. No, with the grooms. Sorry. So because it's a tradition, or you can say it's the process which is followed by everyone in Pakistan. I mean, after getting married, you have to live with your parents, because the groom is not—he is helpless. He cannot live separately from his parents, and because they get married in order to have a caretaker of her of his parents. So a female is basically she is a caretaker as well as a wife.
Okay.
So, but. But in short and in brief, you can say that I would go for the favor of the topic.
Okay.
Yeah, they should live separately.
Okay. Very interesting. So let me ask you, Aisha, and I think this was something that we talked about earlier. Is that more because mm-hmm. of the economics, or more because of the culture that people live together?
I think it's of the culture, you know, Richard. It's the culture, you know. It's the culture, economic thing is also, you know, it's also influence, or it's also the, you know, part of living together with the parents. But you can say that cultural perspective is more by living with the parents, because it's happening in every home, or you can say most of the people live in joint family system. But the divorce ratio is increased just because of living in a joint family system. You know, the tolerance level is very low in this situation. Your tolerance, you have to be having a good temperament in order to survive in joint family system. But unfortunately, with the passage of time, or in this modern era, most of the females have they are short tempered. They cannot live with the parents of groom. So they emphasize to have a separate living style in order to live happily, and in order to keep their marriage long lasting and sustainable.
You know something. Okay, thank you, Aisha. So,
welcome.
So when I look at this, it's very interesting to me. Again, having been to, you know, different countries and seen different things and observed different cultures, but you know, I have a feeling, in my opinion about this topic, is that I think that they should live separate. And the reason why I think they should live separate is because I think a couple needs to have their privacy. Is one of the most important things for that couple mm-hmm. to have a successful relationship. Certainly when you marry somebody, you know, their parents become part of your family, just like your parents become part of their family. But the marriage, at least my opinion, is the marriage is between the man and the woman. Okay. That's their life. Okay. If they choose to live overseas, abroad, that's their choice. If they choose to do something, that's their choice. Okay. If they choose to have one child or no children or five children, that's their choice. Okay. And I think that what happens is, my personal opinion is, when you, it doesn't mean that you disrespect your parents. That's not the same thing. Okay. You can still respect your parents, but I think that a couple, a man and woman, or a relationship is based upon the individuals in that relationship, okay? And mm-hmm. I think of what I've yeah. seen, what I've seen many times is I think the you know, again, you know, for a couple, they want to have their privacy. You know, maybe they want to do things together, okay? They don't want to always have somebody knocking on their door or, you know. And I think sometimes mm-hmm. disagreement, people, it's okay to disagree. It's okay to, you know, that's how a relationship matures and gets healthy. You know, a healthy relationship is not one that people always are getting along, okay? A healthy relationship, that's not realistic. People don't get along sometimes, okay? And they have to find a way to work that out, to work out the hardship, right? You know, a healthy relationship is not one yeah. that is always people are perfectly happy in that relationship. I don't think. Now, I do think it's important for – you have to look at the circumstances. If you have people – maybe your situation is that your parents have a health problem. So maybe you want to live close to them to be able to help out sometimes, right? Okay? Maybe there's a mm-hmm. situation, you know, where – yeah. So I could see living close enough to be able to help your parents out, or they can help you out. Okay? I was in a different situation. I raised my daughter as a single parent. I counted on my – even though I had my own house, you know, I still counted on my mom to help me out sometimes if I had to make a business trip, and I would call her and she would come over and watch my daughter for me, or I would drop my daughter off at her house, okay? But I wanted my independence. I wanted my privacy, yeah. okay? That was very, very, very important to me, whether as a – when I was married or even when I was single, okay? Raising my daughter, a single parent, okay? So I think you have mm-hmm. to give people and respect yep. their need for privacy. That's very important in a healthy relationship, okay?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Economically speaking, we know sometimes life can be hard. And I understand that some situations people might feel economically they don't have a choice, okay? And maybe that happens sometimes for some people. But if people can economically afford to have their own separate place, they should try, okay? Because I think that, you know, it just puts too much pressure on the relationship when you always have people around, okay? Mm. And both the man and woman, in my opinion, have the responsibility to help. It's not just the woman, it's the man too. The man has the equal responsibility to help out, not just the woman, okay? That's my feeling. So anyway, okay, that was my opinion. So anybody else would like to add anything to what we talked about? Okay, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop recording. So anyway, thank you everybody so much. Always appreciate you guys making the time to be here, and we will see you tomorrow. Okay.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye, bye, buddy.
Thank you for everybody. Thank you for bye, bye.
Yes. Adios.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. We hope you've enjoyed today's session. If you would like to participate in the next conference, we invite you to check the schedule and the topic at unisonmotion.com/groupchat. Thank you very much for participating. And see you next time.